Six Marshall is one of the major events in the history of the world. Yaakov Avinu is leaving yeshiva after 14 years, and he's on his way to Golus, but he's also on his way to building Klal Yisrael, which is the Iker reason why he's going. And this Galatim, this incredible Gilui, Sulam Mutzav Arza, Veroshim Agea Shemaimah, the latter, where it's this Galatim, all his Kechis, and what a human being is, and all the Haftochas. But before that, there was another incident that happened. Very, very unusual parsha. Got there, the dream. But we have this story over here with the Avonim. Rashi brings down, he put down the Avonim, and the Avonim became one. The Machlokes in the Medrash, how many Avonim did he put down? Rabbi Yehuda says he put down 12 Avonim. Why did he put down 12 Avonim, Zok the Medrash? Because he wanted to see if the 12 Avonim would become one. Because he knew that he was going to build Klal Yisrael, and in order to build Klal Yisrael has to be one. Ata echot, v'shimcha echot, u'mika amcha Yisrael go'echot boretz. Klal Yisrael can't be a pirud, because if it's a pirud, then it's a gilui, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not echot. Echot. It has to be centered around one thing. So if the Avonim, the 12 Avonim, can't become one, then we're not ready to, Yaakov Avinu is not ready to make Klal Yisrael. If he can't turn out 12 Shvatim who can focus and center around the Ata echot, that's what we say by Mincha. Ata echot, v'shimcha echot, and v'meil mika amcha Yisrael, goy echot baretz. That's the first part. Yehuda says he put down 12 stones. Interesting, by the way, Chazal, it's not the way we remember the story from pre-1A, which is the last time we dealt with it. The story is not the pshat that he woke up in the morning and wow, it became one heaven. It's not like that. The pshat is he was testing to see whether it's going to become one heaven or not. Different spin on it. Anyway, that's what Yehuda we're not talking about today. Today we're going to talk about the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim say that he put down two Avonim, and he wanted to see if the two Avonim become one. What does that mean? Why two? What one? Zok the Rabbanan, Avraham Avinu had Psoilus, he had Yishmol. Yitzchak Avinu had Psoilus. What was his Psoilus? Esav. He wanted to see if the two Avonim could become one and then he could make a Klal Yisrael. We know that Yaakov Avinu didn't have Psoilus. Yaakov Avinu, Mikasai Shlema. Yaakov Avinu, all the kids turned out okay. That means Pshat is that shteita that psoilus you can have before you make Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is without psoilus. Klal Yisrael is bitosa shleva. Klal Yisrael has to be everybody. As I'll say, Yisrael lafa pishachotu Yisrael. Yisrael, even if he sins, you can't go off the derech. But people think they go off the whole. There's a whole career called going off the derech. You can't go off the derech, whether you like it or not. Yaakov Avinu held on to everybody. Avraham. You could leave, Yishmael left. Yitzchak, you could leave, Esav left. After Yaakov Avinu, the ball game's over. You're stuck. You cannot leave the fold. Yisrael, af al pi shechata Yisrael. Mitos HaShlema. That means that Yaakov Avinu, so one of these two Avonim becoming one, obviously two is Avraham and Yitzchak. That's what the Chazal say. Avraham had Psoilus and Yitzchak had Psoilus. So what was he testing? To see whether the two Avonim could fuse into one. And if the two Avonim will fuse into one, there won't be Psoilus. Why not? I want to explain. The Midah of Avraham Avinu is Ava. Chesed. The Midah of Yitzchak Avinu is Gvura. Pachet Yitzchak. Din. Rabban says in Parashat Yisroi that mitzvahs asei come from Ava. Mitzvahs leis asei come from Yira. That's why Rabban says, asei is deicha leis asei. I say it's Deicha Leis Asei because Av is Deicha Yira, if you remember, still from Yevamos. Remember? What? It's from Lakewood Yevamos or my Yevamos?
They skip it.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the pshat that I say is Ava and Alav is Yira? The pshat's like this. Ava, I say Ava is a proactive engine that gets people to do something. A person loves something, a person loves somebody, you're gonna extend yourself, you're gonna expand, you're gonna do, you're gonna reach out, you're gonna give, you're gonna step out of yourself. So Ava means to expand. Mitzvah Saseh, to go do. Ava is a huge engine, by the way. Ava is a locomotive. Ava gets people things to do. A person has Ava Sateri, a person has Ava of family. It's an engine that takes people to the end of the world. Ava. Mitzvah Saseh is Ava. Go get me to do something. Get me out of bed. You have to have Ava for that. Yira is just the opposite. Yira is contracting. Yira means boundaries. Yira means self-control. Yira means not doing. Loi Saseh. Don't do. Stay passive. Create limits, create boundaries, create self-control, create self-criticism. So Ava is to expand, and Yira is to contract, to limit. Self-control, Gvura. Now, each of these midas are incredible midas. Just each of them has a risk. Ava has a risk. The Mori deGazach, the Balei Machshava say in Parashas Kedoshim, it says by... You shouldn't be megala ervas achoischa. You remember the pasuk? Ki chesed hu. It's a chesed. But the zach, ki la rise is called a chesed. What does that mean? The pshat is that if a person takes his giving or his ava too far, so it can be captured by koichas atumah. So Gila Rise is called chesed, just it's the wrong type of chesed, it's the wrong type of giving, it's the wrong type of expansion, it's the wrong type of connecting, it's the wrong type of reaching out. Chesed, but it's a chesed of Tumah, not a chesed of Kedusha. But it also comes from chesed. So listen to Mori deGazach, I think Avdesla says this, everyone says this. Avraham Avinu was the midah of Ava. When Ava gets out of hand, what do you end up with? Yishmael's Nus. It says that Sarah saw that the bed of Hagar was mitzachik. Say Chazal, what is he playing with? Gila Arayis. When Ava gets distorted, when giving gets out of control, when relationships are distorted, you end up with the Arabs. Yishmal. Mitzachik is Gila Arayis. Chesed. It's chesed. It's the wrong type of chesed. The guy says, what do you mean? I'm giving. I'm having a relationship. Yeah, it's chesed, but it's Gila Arayis. Chayv Skila Kisus. Yira is a Mori deGazach. A person has self-control, a person is under control of himself, but sometimes Yira, if it's harnessed to selfishness and egocentricity, turns into controlling everybody else also. It's the same midah, it's control, it's limitations. It can end up with Ritzicha, that's Esav, Achar B'chatichya. It's also a fall of Gvura. Right? You chop somebody else's head, that's not expansion, that's contracting. Richtig, that's limiting. So self-control sometimes turns into control of other people. Very dangerous game. You have Gvur people, the border between controlling yourself and controlling other people is a very, very edible border. It's a very subtle line. So Avraham Avinu, with the midah of Av and Chesed, of giving and expanding and being all over, sometimes when you go out there, you can cross boundaries. That's Gilah Reis. Gilah Reis is crossing boundaries. Ki Chesed. See, Avraham Avinu had a Yishmol. Avraham Avinu had to get rid of the psoilus of Ava. Yitzhak Avinu, which was Gvura, he also had psoilus. Esav, he had to get rid of it. Came along Yankov Avinu and said, I am not making Klal Yisrael that I'm going to have these over Ava guys running all over with Gila Arayis. And I'm not making Klal Yisrael that the Yira guys are going to dysfunction and turn into Esavs. I'm not doing it. That's not Klal Yisrael. I'm not making Klal Yisrael until the two Avonim become one. When they become one, so then it... What's the midah of Yankov Avinu, Rabbi Yisai? Emes. What's Emes? Emes is the perfect balance of everything. You have Ava, but it's tempered by the Yira. You know what tempered means, Frankie?
Temper.
No, not a bad temper. No, not that temper. Never heard of that temper? You heard of it. Mike temper, amazing. Not the temper of Kass. Yeah. The Ava is tempered by the Yira. And then you have Yira. So Yira without Ava is a Mori deGazach, but you can turn into a tyrant. You have to have Ava. step out of yourself, expand. The perfect balance, the perfect harmony is Avram with Yitzchak with the Midah of Emes. Now we can make Klal Yisrael. So I was thinking, it's a Mavel deKazach. A person would think, Yireh, Yireh Shemayim. Nope. Avram, you know what Avram is? Guys, Tzomah Nafshi. There's no Klal Yisrael, and there's no Sulam Mutzav Arza, and there's no Gilui until you balance out your meatness and you have control. And if the different forces inside of you can't work in harmony, we're shutting down the whole business. So you'll say, what's the end of the world? We'll have a little year, sometimes the guy will get out of control. We'll have these alpha guys, sometimes will be chesed of tumah. No, the answer is no, not klaizu. So you hit tifazach. Yisrael af mishachot yisraelu, yankav avinu mitosei shlema, because he had the balance, the right amount of Yira and the right amount of Ava. The Yira was harnessed to the Ava was harnessed to the Yira. That's Emes. Now we can build a family, like they say. Now we can build a family. Now that you're misakin the meat, now that we balanced it out. All that was an introduction to what I want to say. There's a moy ridiculous fasemet. I'll tell you a zach to cover Shabbos. It's a shame it's not Rosh Chodesh, because I'll tell you to cover Rosh Chodesh. But it's Kislev, so Kislev is a more unique Chodesh, by the way. Chodesh of Torah. Ah, my favorite Chodesh, besides Tishrei, Elul, and Nisan. Yeah, I'm more unique Zach. Listen, I'm going to read you a Slasemis on next week's parasha inside. I'll read it inside, it speaks for itself. You listening? Now listen. Next week's parasha, it says, Yankovina met up with Esau. I'm going to read it inside, Slasemis. Next week's parasha, Shnas Tov Reish Mem Hei. Exactly 140 years ago. No, Toshin Pei Vav, 141 years ago. Yeah. Said the Hilikus Vasemis, it says next week's parasha, Yankovina went to meet up with Esav. He prepared himself with three things. What are the three things? Doirin, he sent a present. Mochoma, war, and Tefillah. Hein Gimel in Yonu Shatzichim L'chol Adam. When a person fights the Yetzer Hara, when a person fights the Sitra Achra, there are three tools you need to have in your toolbox. The first thing is Doirin. That's Ava. We give out, we expand. You fight the Yetzer Hara, you have to have a locomotive called Ava, you have to have a brand. You have to give, you have to expand, you have to get up in the morning. You have a drive of Ava, you can fight the Yetzer Hara. That's Ava. You also need Mochama. You need Gvura. You need to fight the Yetzer Hara. Yiras Hashem, that's Yitzchak. Listen to a Tifa Zach. See, he says, and what's Yankiv? Yankiv is Tefillah. Why? This is a Tifa Svasemes. Doirin sending a present to Esav is engaging with the enemy, right? Mochama is engaging with the enemy. Tefillah is not engaging with the enemy. Tefillah is the Zich. If you build yourself up with Torah and Tefillah, your marv kedusha in the world, the Yetzer Hara disappears. That's the midah of Emes. In other words, Ava is a proactive thing. Go fight the Yetzer Hara, send him a present. Get out there. Cap. Gevurah is Yitzchak fighting. Tefillah is not engaging with the Yetzer Hara. Tefillah is engaging with myself. Build yourself up strong enough. Yankov Avinu is already past the Ava, past the year. Yankov Avinu incorporates everything inside of him. Tefillah, that's me and the Eibishter. I was with the Yetzer Hara. He'll already disappear. He'll already be gone. Not finished yet. So okay, Hilikus Vasemes. And Esav, it has to be that if the Yetzer Tov, Yankov Avinu comes with three tools, Esav also has three tools. So okay, I'll tell you what the three tools is. Hatzileni miyad, ochi miyad Esav. Ochi means he gets close to you, Ava. He becomes your buddy. It's very dangerous when the Yetzer Hara uses Ava to you. Then you have Esav, Achar B'chatichya. When he comes with his knife, it's also bad. When he comes with Auschwitz, it's terrible. And when he comes with Haskalah, it's even worse. So those are the two tools. What's the third tool? And the third tool is the Sar Shal Esav. There are forces of Tumah in the world. There are forces of Tumah in the world, right? The battle between Yaakov and the Esav. There's a force, the same way Yaakov Avinu is Kedusha, Kedoshenu, Esav is the force of Tumah. So he has three things also. He has Achi, he has Ava, becomes our friend. He has Esav, which is, he has his knife. And then he's, then there's the spiritual forces of Esav, the Sarshal Esav, which is connected to the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. Not finished yet. The Gimel Elu. And these three things are the Bechina by the Zara, Gila Arayas, and Shvichas Domim. Zokte Heiligas Vasemes, Gila Arayas, Ushiyat, Vekas Vaskarvas Vakami. The Gila Arayas means that you got too close. You crossed the boundaries. That's Ava. Shvichas Domim is Melchama. Avay the Zara is Emunah, Kedusha. Good job, guys.